感谢主，他带领我们一同聚集在他的面前。
We thank the Lord that he has brought us to himself.
请我们看诗篇第二十七篇。
So we turn to Psalms 27.
诗篇第二十七篇。
Psalms 27.
第四节。
Verse 4.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my lifeTo behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple.
第八节
Verse 8.
你说你们当寻求我的面，那是我心向你所，耶和华你的面我真要寻求。
When thou didst say, Seek my face, my heart say to thee, Thy face, O Lord, I shall seek.
第十四节
Verse 14.
要等候耶和华，当壮胆坚固你的心，我再说要等候耶和华。
Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord.
请我们低头，我们
Let's just have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你，我们都聚集在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you. We are gathered here in your presence.
我们的主，我们仰望你，借着你的灵和你的话语，对我们每一个人说话。
Lord, we look to you that you speak through your word by the Spirit.
我们的主，我们的心转向你。
Lord, our hearts turn to you.
我们愿意你的话能落在我们的心田的里面。
We want your word to lodge in our hearts.
变成我们的灵和我们的生命。
Becomes our spirit, our life.
好叫我们在地上做一个与你相交的人。
So that while we live on earth, we live a life communing with you.
我们把这个时间恭恭敬敬放在你的手里。
We commit our time to you.
人不能做什么。
Man can do nothing.
但是你是万能的主。
But you are the God of power.
我们愿意你得着我们，照着你的旨意得着我们。
We want you to gain us according to your will.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
这一次我们的主题乃是灵教和得胜。
The theme for this conference is spiritual communion and overcoming life.
主若愿意的话，我们在早晨就一同交通灵教这件事。
If the Lord willing, in the morning sessions, we'll share on this matter of spiritual communion.
晚上我们的弟兄就要交通得胜那件事。
And even our brother will share on the overcoming life.
交通这一个字，在原文的里面。
This word communion in the original
乃是一个共有的意思。
It is something common.
也可以说是一种合伙的那个情形 partnership.
It is partnership.
也是可以说是一同来享受的意思。
It also means we share something in common.
灵交就是我们的灵与神来交通。
Spiritual communion means our spirit commune with God Himself.
我们的神乃是灵。
Our God is spirit.
我们用我们的灵来与我们的神来交通。
We use our spirit to commune with God.
所以这一个乃是我们里面的一个东西。
It is something deep within.
并不是一个外面的那一种的光景。
It is not something external.
与神相交乃是我们基督徒最大的权利。
To commune with God is our greatest privilege as Christians.
也可以说与神交通乃是我们基督徒生活一个最基本的一个要素。
And commune with God is a foundation, is the foundation of our Christian life.
所以我们在这个与神交通这一件事上我们必须要十分的注意。
So in this matter, commune with God, we need to know, we need to gain some knowledge.
我们说到与神交通这一件事。
When we speak about communion with God,
我们必须要回到那个源头的里面去。
We have to go back to the original.
我们知道一切属灵的事情的源头都在于神。
All spiritual matter resides within God himself.
所以圣经他一开始的时候就说起初神。
So the Bible begins with God himself.
神乃是一切的起初。
God is the beginning, he's the origin of everything.
凡不是神所开始的。
That which does not begin with God or originate from God.
都是虚假的。
They are all of vanity.
都是假冒。
They are all counterfeit.
并且也都是很危险。
And they are also very, very dangerous.
所以我们摸到属灵事情的时候。
So when we touch spiritual matters.
我们必须要回到我们的源头里面去。
We need to go to the origin of the spiritual matters.
就是在交通这件事情上。
Even in this matter of communion.
我们也看见说这个源头必须是出于谁。
The origin of communion must from God himself.
我们的神乃是一位交通的神。
Our God is the God of communion.
我们都知道就做神格来说。
Within the Godhead.
我们的神乃是三二一的神。
Our God is a triune God.
虽然这是一个极大的奥秘。
Even though this is a great mystery.
我们今天没有办法来把它解说出来。
There's no way we can define it.
但是我们知道这是一个事实。
But we know it's a reality.
我们的神乃是一位三二一的神。
Our God is a God that who is three in one.
就着那个神格来说
within the Godhead,
我们就可以看见我们的神是一位交通的神。
So we can see within Godhead, our God is a God of communion.
不是光有一位。
Not just one.
乃是有三位。
But there are three.
虽然是三位却是一体的
Even three, they are one.
父与子相交
The father fellowship commune with the son.
子与父相交
The son communes with the father.
父与子在灵里面相交
The father and the son commune in the spirit.
我们看见我们这一位的神从永世到永世
We see that our God from eternity to eternity.
他们中间有一个最黏密的、亲密的交通。
Within them there is such intimate fellowship, such communion.
没有间断的。
There is no interruption.
乃是永永远远的。
It is eternal communion.
并且他们那个交通是叫最合一的。
And that communion is absolute one, absolute perfect.
这是我们的神。
That is our God.
因为我们的神是一位交通的神
Because our God is a God of communion
所以我们相信说他也要我们来与他来相交
Therefore we believe he wants us to commune with him as well
不但就着神格来说是如此
Not only within the Godhead it is so
就是就着神的性情来说也是如此
And according to God's nature it's the same
我们知道神的性情最基本的乃是爱
One of the nature attributes of God is love.
爱总是要交通的。
Love requires communion fellowship.
你不能把爱把它限制在他自己的里面。
You cannot confine love to itself.
爱总是寻找爱的对象。
Love always seeks out its object.
他总是要给他不能把它完全守在里面。
Love wants to give. Love does not want to keep.
所以我们的神他是爱
God is love
因着他是爱的缘故
Because he is love
他总是要寻找爱的对象
He is looking, seeking the object that he can love
能把他的自己能给他所爱的人
And so therefore he can give himself fully to that the object of his love
我们的神 虽然是一位奥秘的神
Even our God is a mystery.
我们今天没有办法来测度我们的神
There's no way we can figure him out.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us.
隐秘的事是属于耶和华的
The mystery belongs to Jehovah.
唯有那一些显明的事情是属于我们和我们的子孙的
And those who reveal to us, they are ours and our inheritance.
好叫我们能遵守他律法上一切的话
So that we can keep his words and his commandments.
我们感谢赞美神
We thank God.
虽然我们的神是宇宙中最大的奥秘
Even though our God is the greatest mystery in the universe.
但是他乐意把他自己启示给我们
But he delights to reveal himself to us.
虽然我们不能完全知道我们的神
Even though we cannot understand or know him fully.
因为我们的容量太小
Because our capacity is very limited.
但是神他按照我们的容量他愿意把他自己尽量的启示给我们
But according to our capacity, he is willingly to reveal as much himself to us as possible.
他把自己启示给我们就是要与我们交通。
The reason why he revealed to us is because he wants us to commune with him.
所以你记得在创世纪第十六章的里面。
So in Genesis 16,
那一次夏甲他因为受他的祖母的欺负他就逃走了。
Hagar left home because she was ill treated by her master.
当他在旷野里面的时候神遇见了他。
And while she was wandering in the wilderness, the Lord appeared to her.
神问他说你在这里做什么
And Jehovah asked where are you going
他说我是从我祖母那里逃出来的
I escaped from the ill treatment of my master
神就对他说你要回去
And the Lord told her to return
我要祝福你
I'll bless you
你要生一个儿子叫以实玛利
and you will bear a son and you'll call his name Ishmael
要变成一个大的国
and he will be a great nation
那我们记得夏甲他就在那里对他显现的这一位神说你是一位眷顾人的神
and there Hagar called the God who appeared to him thou art a God who sees
我们中文里头就翻成说是一位眷顾人的神
God is God who really cares for you
但是在这个英文的本子里头你看见说你是一位启示你自己的神
And in the English version it says he is the God who reveals himself
神把他的自己启示给我们
He revealed himself to us
他启示的目的就是为着要与我们交通
The reason why he revealed himself to us is because he desired to commune with us
如果今天你不愿意与什么人交通的话
Today if you have no desire to fellowship or commune with anyone
那你就不与他讲话
Then you just keep quiet
你把一切都藏在你自己的里面
you keep everything to yourself
这样就没有办法交通
There's no way you can fellowship
但是什么时候你愿意交通的话
But whenever you decide to commune
那你开始把你自己把它启示出来了
And you have the review of yourself
当你启示自己的时候就是你在那里寻求交通的
When you show yourself, review yourself is when you are seeking communion
所以我们的神是一位交通的神
So our God is God who commune
不但他的名字乃是交通的神
His name is God who communes
并且我们看见他所有的作为都是为着寻求交通
And we can see that all his works are his way of seeking communion with us
当时我们的神造人的时候
When God created man
他是照着他自己的形象来造人
He created man according to his image according to his likeness
弟兄姊妹你有没有想过
Have you ever think
为什么他要照着他的形象来造我们这些的人呢
Why does God create man according to his image according to his likeness
神所造的天地万物
God created all things in the universe
能彰显他的大能和彰显他的神性
They were created to declare his might and his power
但是天地万有不能与神交通
But his creation cannot commune with God himself
我们的神乃是灵
Our God is spirit
所以要与他交通，我们必须用灵来与他交通。
To fellowship, to commune with, we must have a spirit.
神造人的时候就照着他的样式，照着他的情形来造人。
So when God created man, He created man according to His image, according to His likeness.
他在我们人类里面不但给我们有外面的一个身体，
He not only give us an outer physical body,
能与我们世界环境来接触，
We can be in touch with our physical environment.
他不但给我们里面有一个魂，
He not only give us a soul,
叫我们能知道有我们自己的存在，
So we know our self-existence.
并且他也赐给我们一个灵，
But He give us a spirit.
神造人的时候在我们里面给我们一个人的灵。
When God created man, He gives man a human spirit.
人就成了一个有灵的活人。
And so man becomes a living soul.
有一个灵在里面。
The spirit within him.
因着这样的缘故，就是叫我们与神可以相交。
Therefore, we can commune with God.
所以神造人的时候，他的目的就是要与人相交。
So the purpose of creating man, because God desired to commune with man.
万物不能与神相交。
Creation cannot commune with God.
能彰显神的大能。
They can manifest His power.
能彰显神的神性。
They can manifest His attributes.
但是不能与神交通。
But they cannot commune with God.
唯有他所创造的人。
Only the man that He created.
他造人的目的就是要人与他交通。
The purpose of creating man is that He might commune with them.
所以当人被造之后，神把人放在伊甸乐园的里面。
So after man was created, God placed man in a garden of Eden.
神来与人来往。
And there God communed with man.
我们知道在伊甸乐园的里面，
We know in the Garden of Eden,
神放了一棵生命的树，
God placed there a tree of life.
园中所有树上的果子都可以吃，
All the fruits of the trees in the garden He may eat.
也包括了这一个生命树的果子，
Including this tree of life.
只有那分别善恶树的果子神说你不能吃，
Onlythe tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he was forbidden to eat.
因为你吃的日子，你必定要死。
Because the day he eats, he shall surely die.
换一句话说，神禁止我们吃分别善恶的树。
So God, would prevent us from partaking eating the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他就是暗示说，我们可以吃生命树的果子。
He is hinting us that we ought to partake or eat the tree of life.
他的盼望就是我们能吃生命树的果子。
His hope, his desire is that we will partake that tree of life.
我们吃了这个果子，我们里面就接受了神的生命。
Once we eat the tree of life, we partake God's very life.
这样我们与神的交通就更亲密了。
Then we have an intimate fellowship, communion with God Himself.
神的目的就是要我们与他有非常亲密的交通。
God's desire is us, man, to have a very intimate communion with Him.
这是神对于我们人所怀的那个意念。
This is God's thought for man.
但是可惜我们人在伊甸园里面犯了罪。
Unfortunately, man sinned.In the Garden of Eden.
人一犯罪的时候，
Once man sinned,
我们立刻就看见说，人就怕与神交通。
Immediately, man feared to commune with God.
人马上就藏在这个树林的里面。
And they hid themselves in the bush.
他就怕见神了。
They are afraid to see God.
因为什么时候有罪？
Whenever there is sin,
什么时候交通就出了问题？
Whenever the sin communion is broken off.
但是虽然如此，
Even though,
我们的神他还是到乐园里面来寻找人。
God came into the garden to sort man out.
他在那里呼喊说，人啊，你在哪里呢？
And there he asked man, where are you?
不是说神不知道他在哪里。
is that it's not that God does not know where man was.
神当然知道人是躲在那个树林的里面。
Of course, God knew where Adam was. He was hiding in the bush.
但是从神心的深处，神呼喊说：“人啊，你在哪里？”
And but from the depth of God's heart, God cried out to man, said, "Man, where are you?"
我要与你交通。
Because I want to commune with you.
但是你在哪里？
But where are you?
你把你自己藏起来。
You hid yourself.
你知道你自己有罪了。
You knew you have sinned.
因着罪的缘故，你不能与我交通。
Because sin, now you cannot commune with me.
你不知道你这样做。
You did not know that what you did.
你给我的损失有多大。
My loss is so great.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
多少的时候。
Oftentimes.
我们以为我们犯罪不过叫我们受痛苦。
Oftentimes we think that we sin, we suffer, the loss is on our part.
你知道罪有一个极大的痛苦。
Do you know there is one great pain in sinning?
什么时候你犯罪，什么时候你变作一个最孤单的人。
The moment you sin, the moment you can become a very lonely man.
因为罪叫你不能与别人交通。
Because sin separates you from communion with other people.
你可以在外面维持一个外貌。
As externally, you can pretend something.
但是实际上你是一个最孤单的人。
But actually, in reality, you are a very lonely individual.
罪不但叫你与这位神隔绝。
Sin separates you from God.
罪也叫你与人和其他的人隔绝。
Sin also separates you from your fellow human being.
叫你不能敞开你自己。
So you cannot openly express yourself.
叫你做一个隐藏的人。
You become a man that's hidden within yourself.
像亚当在伊甸园里藏在树林里面一样。
Like Adam hid himself in the bush.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹。Sisters.
因着罪的缘故，我们受了极大的亏损。
Because we sinned, we lost a great deal.
但是很多的时候，我们没有想到，我们犯罪叫神受罪的宽恕是多大的。
But we never realized how big a loss, how much God suffered because we sinned.
神造我们要与我们交通。
God created us for fellowship, for communion.
但是现在罪叫我们与神隔绝了。
And now sin separates us from God.
什么叫做死亡呢？
What does it mean by death?
死就做科学的那个定义来说。
According to scientific definition,
死乃是与我们那个合适的环境断绝交通。
Death means you are separated from your environment.
乃是一个 cessation of the communication with its proper environment. 你与你一个合适的环境断绝了那个交通。我们人那一个 proper environment, 我们人的那个合适的环境是什么呢？
What is man's proper environment?
我们的灵的合适的环境是什么呢？
What is our spiritual proper environment?
我们的灵，我们这个人，我们的合适的环境乃是我们的神。
Our spiritual proper environment is God himself.
当人一犯罪的时候，就与我们这个合适的环境
So when man sins, immediately we are separated from our proper spiritual environment.
我们的灵对神说是死了。
Our spirit died, dead from God.
所以圣经说，你吃这个分别善恶树的果子的那个日子，你必定要死。
So God's word said, the moment you eat that tree, knowledge good and evil, you shall surely die.
亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树的果子，还活了好几百岁。
After he ate in that tree, he still lived for many, many years.
并且生儿养女。
And he also bare much children.
但是从神的眼光看来，他已经死了。
But from the eyes of God, he is already a dead person.
因为他与神断绝了。
Because he is now separated from God himself.
这不是说我们这个人就没有灵了。
It doesn't mean that we have no spirit.
灵这个机构还在那里。
The faculty is still there.
但是与神就断绝了交通了。
But it's already separated from communion with God.
所以你看见世界上的人可以叫鬼。
So you can see that the people of the world, they can relate to the evil spirits.
但是不能与圣灵交通。
But they cannot relate, commune with the Holy Spirit.
因为他那个合适的环境已经断绝了。
Because that proper environment is already cut off.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
交通的断绝对于我们人是一个犯罪之后一个最大的损失。
Not able to commune with God is the greatest loss to man.
但是对于神来说他的损失是更大的。
But in God's sight, his loss is even greater than our loss.
因为我们的神满了爱。
Because our God is full of love.
他盼望与我们交通。
He desires long for our fellowship.
但是现在我们人犯罪叫神公义的神不能与我们交通。
Because we sin, the righteous God cannot commune with us anymore.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的心还是要与我们交通。
But his heart still desires to commune with men.
所以你就看见神马上就预备了救法。
And immediately, God prepared a way for man's salvation.
神不但为亚当夏娃，他做了皮的衣服给他们穿上。
And God provided the animal fur skin to cover Adam.
这一个皮乃是从一个牲畜啊，它被杀之后才能剥下来的。
The covering for Adam Eve was the skin of an animal that was sacrificed.
已经神在这里给我们看见说要恢复的话需要有寄生。
So we can see the way for recovery has to do, is by way of a sacrifice.
这样我们才能得着遮蔽。
Then we can be covered.
并且神就说女人的后裔要伤蛇的头，蛇要咬伤他的脚。
And God said the seed of the woman will bruise the serpent's head and serpent will bruise his heel.
神在那里就预备了这个恢复的那个路。
And God immediately prepared a way for men to get back to return, to come back to God.
神在那里要把人挽回过来。
God wants to redeem man back to himself.
在这个挽回的里面
In this way of redeeming back to himself,
有一个最重要的那个因素就是要恢复交通。
The reason for God's way of redeeming back to himself is for communion with man.
我们不要以为说今天神他要挽回我们叫我们不至于下地狱。
So we think often that we think that God redeem us to recover us so that we may not go to hell.
叫我们能上天堂。
So we go to heaven.
那当然这些都在内。
It's true, these are all part of it.
但是弟兄姊妹神在哪里要做挽回的工作他的目的就是要恢复交通。
The reason why God wants us to redeem us back to himself is for the purpose of communion with us.
在第一个人的身上这个交通断绝了。
In the first man, this communion was broken off.
所以神就兴起了第二个人。
And God raise up a second man.
我们知道在加拉太第四章第五节第四第五节告诉我们说
We know in Galatians 4 verse 4 and 5
到了日子满足的时候
In the fullness of time
神就差遣他的儿子
God sent his son
来到这个世界
came into this world
为女人所生
born of the woman
并且生在律法之下
born under law
要把我们这些在律法之下的人拯救出来
is to redeem us those under law back to himself
叫我们能得着儿子的名分
that we may have the adoption of son
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
神兴起了第二个人
God raised up a second man
这个第二个人我们都知道就是我们的主耶稣基督
this second man is our Lord Jesus Christ
当我们的主来到地上的时候
When our Lord came to this earth,
他的名字叫做以马内利
His name was Emmanuel
以马内利就神人同在
Emmanuel means God and man are dwelling together
神人同在乃是包括神人交通
God and man that includes communion that fellowship.
我们的主在地上他一生的生活。
The life of our Lord Jesus on this earth.
我们看见有一个特点。
We see this one special feature.
就是他与神有无间断的交通。
There was this uninterrupted communion with his Father.
他与神之间的交通啊是最亲密的。
His fellowship with his Father with God is most intimate.
虽然他到地上来做了人，
even though he came to this earth to be a man,
但是他与他父的交通啊没有间断。
But that fellowship he had with the Father was never interrupted.
他告诉我们说，他在凡事上都讨他父亲的喜悦。
He said in all things he pleased his Father.
神也几次把天开了，说这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦。
And God opened the heavens, declared that this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
在第一个人的身上，与神的交通是断绝了。
In the first man, the communion fellowship between man and God was broken off.
但是在第二个人的身上，这个交通是已经恢复了。
Second man, this communion between God and man was fully restored.
我们在我们主耶稣的身上就充分了表现这一个与神的交通。
So in the life of Lord Jesus, we can see this picture of a communion life with the Father.
在我们主与父的交通的里面，
in this communion between Son and the Father,
我们就能看见神对我们与他交通的那个盼望。
Then we can see God so desired that fellowship to include all of us.
主耶稣在地上怎样与父神交通？
How the Lord on this earth fellowship with the Father?
主要我们今天与他也同样的交通。
That fellowship he wants to share today with himself.
我们的主在地上与父的交通呢是没有间断的。
On the earth, our Lord's fellowship with the Father was never interrupted.
我们今天与神的交通是断断续续的。
But today, our fellowship with Him is often being interrupted.
恐怕断的时候比连的时候还要多。
Oftentimes, the interrupted period is longer than the time that we really commune with Him.
这个不是神向我们所定规的旨意。
This is not God's desire for us.
神向我们所定规的旨意，就是在他儿子的身上完全显明出来的。
God's desire is what He destined His Son to fully express through us.
我们的主耶稣怎样在凡事上讨父的喜悦？
How the Lord desires to please the Father in all things.
父也怎样在凡事上说？这是我所喜悦的。
And how the Father says, this is my beloved whom I'm well pleased.
他们中间那个交通啊，是甜美并且是绝对合一的。
That fellowship, that communion is absolute perfect. It is absolute delightful.
没有一件事在他们中间有争执的。
There's no controversy within that communion.
不要照我的旨意，要照着你的旨意。
It is all not my will, but your will.
这是我们的主一生他做人的原则。
This is the principle how our Lord lived his life on earth.
所以他说我的父常常听我。
He said, my father always hears me.
因为我一直讨他的喜悦。
Because all what I do, I always please him.
那个交通实在是美丽。
That fellowship, that commune indeed is very beautiful.
不但是在他祷告的时候与父交通。
Not only in his prayer life he communed with the Father.
我们看见他在祷告的时候与父的交通是那样的自然。
And his prayer communed with the Father was so natural.
有的时候我们祷告不大自然。
Sometimes when we pray, it was so unnatural.
我们在祷告的时候在那里做文章。
And when we pray, we make a speech.
不自然。
Unnatural.
也许的时候，有的时候我们需要祷告，先要安静很久才能开始祷告。
And oftentimes we say we will pray, then we have to spend a long quiet time before we pray.
好像我们已经离开了家五里路了，要走五里回来才能与父母交通。
So we have left home many miles, and now we have to take time to get back to our home base.
但是我们看见我们的主，他要祷告就祷告了。
So our Lord was very natural when he prayed, he prayed.
我们看 看见他与父之间的那个交通是没有断绝的。
The fellowship between him and the Father was never interrupted.
为所爱我们的缘故。
Because he loved us.
当他在十字架上的时候。
When he was on the cross.
他喊说我的神啊我的神啊你为什么离弃我
He said, my God, why are you forsaken me?
从勇士一直到那个时候他与父的交通是没有间断的。
From eternity past, up to that moment on the cross, that communion was never, never interrupted.
没有一秒钟，没有一个时间，他与父的交通是出问题的。
Not one minute, not one second, there was anything between him and the Father.
当他挂在十字架上的时候
When he was hanged there on the cross
从早晨九点到十二点
From 9 o'clock in the morning until noon
在那三个小时的里面
In those three hours
他不但在肉身上面受了极大的痛苦
In his flesh he suffered a great deal
因为他头上戴荆棘的冠冕
Because in his head he wear the crown of thorns
手和脚被钉钉住
His feet and his hands were nailed
背上都被鞭打
And he was beaten.
他挂在十字架上，身体的痛苦是不能形容的。
The way he suffered on the cross is indescribable.
围着他那些的人都在那里讥笑他。
And all those who surrounding they were ridicule at him.
你如果是神所喜悦的，你下来。
They mock him. He said, "If you are the God, one who pleases God, pleases God, you can come down from the cross."
你如果神的儿子，你下来。
If you are the Son of God, you can come down from the cross.
你下来，我们都相信。
If you come down, they will believe you.
正像诗篇二十二篇所说的。
Just like Psalm 22.
公牛都围坐在那里攻击他。
All these wild beasts were there, rolling at him.
黑暗的权势全部都集中在那里攻击他。
How darkness were concentrated attacking him.
但是弟兄姊妹。
The brothers and sisters.
在那样的痛苦中，他与父的交通没有间断。
But even in that dire suffering, his communion with the Father was not interrupted.
他与父的交通就是他的力量。
His commune with his Father was his strength.
这个力量叫他胜过地上任何的痛苦。
This suffering enabled him to endure all kinds of suffering.
虽然在十字架上那个痛苦是绝对的痛苦。
Even though the cross suffering was absolutely unbearable.
但是我们的主里面有力量。
But inside he is the inner strength.
他没有发怨言。
He was not murmuring.
他没有一句的话。
He had no word.
好像在那里顾念他自己。
As though he was seeking for something for himself.
因为父与他同在。
Because the Father was with him.
父是他的安慰。
The Father was his comfort.
父是他的喜乐。
The Father was his delight.
父是他的力量。
Father was his strength.
但是到了中午的时候。
Until at noon.
忽然天地黑暗。
And the whole earth was covered with darkness.
他喊说。
And he cried,
我的神啊，我的神啊
，My God, my God,
你为什么离弃我
？Why hast thou forsaken me？
以赛亚五十三章告诉我们说
，Isaiah 53 tells us，
神把他压伤了
，God crushed him。
父与子的交通。
The fellowship commune within the Son and the Father.
那样的亲密。
That all that intimate.
那样的同心。
That oneness of heart.
但是也是为着这个交通的缘故。
But because of this communion.
父爱我们。
He loves us.
子爱我们。
The Son loves us.
所以他们同心合意。愿意牺牲自己
So they're willing together to sacrifice himself.
父愿意把他的儿子压伤。
The father was willing to crush his son.
但是父这样做叫父心实在伤痛。
But for the father to do that, it hurts him deeply.
所以天地都黑暗。
So the whole earth was covered with darkness.
子被父欺着的时候。
When the son
被父弃绝了。
Oh, when the son was rejected by the father,
子的痛苦是不能形容的。
The suffering of the son was indescribable.
这是宇宙中最大的痛苦。
This is the greatest pain of the universe.
他不能喊说我的神啊，我的神啊，你为什么离弃？
All he can cry is that, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
亲爱的弟兄
姊妹 sisters,
在这三个小时里
In this three short hours,
我们的神
Our God,
父神
God the Father,
神的儿子，我们的主耶稣。
God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他为着要恢复这个交通的缘故，他付上了最大的代价。
Because he wants to restore back to that communion fellowship, they paid the greatest cost.
到了下午三点的时候
3:00 in the afternoon.
救赎的工作。完成了
The redemption work was finished.
我们的主就大声地呼喊说成了
And our Lord cried loudly, it's finished.
然后他说父啊我把我的灵交还给
Then he said, Father, to you I commit my spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 sisters,
他与父的交通恢复了
His communion with the Father was restored.
在那三个小时的里面，父与子的交通断绝了。
In those three short hours, that communion was cut off.
我们的主在十字架上，他担当了我们的罪。
The Lord Himself on that cross bear our sin.
他受了罪的审判。
He was judged there for us.
就是与神断绝。
He was cut off from fellowship with God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sisters,
但是当他救赎工作完了
But when the redemptive work was finished,
他把他的灵再交还给他的
Then he gave his spirit back to God.
这一个交通恢复了
Now, the communion is now restored.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
sisters,
不但对于我们的主所那个交通恢复
Not only the fellowship between the Son and the Father restored
但是因着他的救赎
But because of his redemptive work
因着他愿意为我们的缘故与神断绝
Because he did it for us
与他所爱的父断绝
He was willing to cut off from that fellowship from the Father
他愿意为我们死
He died for us
这个就是第二次的死
This is the second death
这个就是那个永远的死
This is eternal death
我们的主他为说爱我们的缘故
Because our Lord Jesus loves us
他愿意为我们死
He was willing to die for us
因说这个缘故
Because of this
他不但自己与神的交通恢复了
He not only restored his own fellowship with the Father
他也把我们这些信他的人与父的交通恢复。
He also restored for us those who believe in the Lord Jesus that fellowship back to God.
这个就是救恩。
This is great redemptive grace.
救恩就是把我们这些死在罪恶过犯中的人。
Grace is to bring us those who were dead in trespasses and sin.
与神没有交通的人
cut off from God, no communion with God,
没有盼望，没有神的人
no hope, no God,
但是今天因着主耶稣的拯救，叫我们能与神
because of his redemptive work, now we are restored back to communion with God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊
妹 sisters,
当我们信主耶稣的时候
when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
你知道在我们身上发生了一个什么故事
you know what happened within us?
当我们悔改信主耶稣的时候
When we repented and believed in the Lord Jesus
圣灵就把我们死去的灵把它苏醒过来
The Holy Spirit quickened our dead spirit
叫我们这个死在罪恶过犯中的灵变成一个新的灵
This spirit that was dead in trespasses become a new spirit
并且圣灵神的灵也自己进到我们的灵里面去
And the Holy Spirit also comes in and dwells in our spirit
罗马第八章
Romans 8
告诉我们说
tells us
圣灵与我们的灵同证我们是神的儿女
The Spirit himself bear with our spirit that we are the children of God
我们呼喊 Abba.
And we cry Abba Father.
亲爱的弟兄
Brothers and sisters.
我们从我们灵的深处呼喊 Abba.
From the deep of our spirit, we cry out Abba Father.
交通恢复了
Communion restored.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
这一个乃是交通的开始。
This is the beginning of a communion life.
因着我们重生得救了
After we've been born again,
我们能与我们的神在交通
Then we can commune with God.
这是一个何等的福分
This is indeed the greatest blessing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
神在我们身上的盼望是什么
What is that looking for? What is he after in us?
神在我们身上他所要的是什么
What is he looking for in his people?
他所要的就是要我们与他亲近
What he looks for is our communion with him
要我们与他交通
To commune with him
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
许多的时候我们不明白
Often times we do not quite understand
之后
After we've been saved
我们以为说我们要爱神
Then we say, we know we have to love God.
我们怎样来爱神?
How do we love God?
我们为他天天忙忙碌碌。
Then we try to do many things for him every day.
我们到这里到那里。
We go come here and we go there.
为他做这件事，为他做那件事。
We do many things for him.
我们以为说这个就是爱他了。
We thought doing many things, that is the way we love him.
我们忙到一个地步，我们没有时间与他亲近。
We are so busy that we have no time to draw close.
我们没有时间呢，能爱。安静在他的面前。
We have no time to be quiet just to be before him.
我们以为说这样就是讨神喜悦。
We thought what we do is a way to please him.
我们不知道神看见我们这种情形，他里面多伤心。
Then without realizing, when God looked at the way we do things for him, how sad he was in his own heart.
他说我的儿女，你不懂我的心。
He said, my children, you do not know what's in my heart.
我的心是要你与我亲近。
My desire, my heart is that we commune with each other.
我并不需要你怎样的服侍。
I do not want you to serve me in many ways.
我不需要你为我做多少。
I do not need you to do many things for me.
我所要的是你。
What I want is you.
我要你与我在一起。
I want you to be with me.
我要与你与我亲近。
I want you to be draw near to me.
但是你不明白我的。
But you do not know what's in my heart.
你记得住在路加第十章。
You know in Luke chapter 10,
他对马大说。
And he told Martha,
Martha, Martha.
He said, Martha, Martha.
你为许多的事情忙碌。
You worry and bother about so many things.
不错，这些都是好事。
Yes, these are all good things.
你是要宽待我。
You want to treat me well.
这是好。
It's good.
但是。
But.
因着你为许多的事情忙碌。
But you are bothered with many things.
你所缺少的就是一件。
But you, one thing you lack.
只有一件。是你所需要的。
There's one thing that you need.
玛利亚就得了那个福分。
And Mary has chosen that good part.
玛利亚坐在主的脚前。
Mary sat at the Lord's feet.
她在那里听主的话。
There, she listened to the Lord's word.
她在那里瞻仰主的荣耀。
She was there beholding His glorious face.
她的心向着主。
Her heart was drawn to the Lord.
没有一件事。叫我们的主喜悦是过于这一件事。
There's nothing more pleases the Lord than sitting at His feet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们的神寻求交通。
Our God seeks fellowship, communion.
他要我们与他亲近。
He wants us to draw nigh to Him.
这个比任何的更重要。
This is far more important than anything else.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank God.
在神的话语的里面。
In God's word.
我们看见从前那些的圣徒。
We see those saints in the olden days.
他怎样与神相交。
And how they commune with God.
比方说亚伯拉罕。
Like Abraham.
当荣耀的神向他显现之后。
So when the God of glory appeared to him.
亚伯拉罕因着信就跟着神出去。
Because by faith he obeyed and he followed the Lord.
当他在地上过日子的时候。
When he was lived his life through the earth.
我们看见他到了一个地方就盖了一个祭坛。
Wherever he went, he built an altar.
祭坛就是求告主的名。
Altar is where we call upon the name of the Lord.
他在那里与神亲近。
There he communed, there he drawn close to God.
因着与神亲近的缘故。
Because he was so near to the Lord.
我们看见他就住在帐篷的里面。
Then therefore he lived in a tent.
他承认在世界上不过是一个寄居客旅。
He lived on this earth as a pilgrim.
他不像其他的人寻求地上的快乐。
He was not like others seeking the pleasure of this world.
他因为与神交通的缘故，神满足了他的心。
Because he saw fellowship with God, God himself satisfied him the most.
他愿意在地上做一个寄居客旅。
He is like he all want, all he wants to do is live a life as a stranger and pilgrims on this earth.
因为他是寻求那一个有根基的城市。
Because he was seeking that city which has foundation.
就是我们的神所建造。
Our God himself is the builder.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么时候亚伯拉罕软弱了？
Whenever Abraham was weak.
他看了环境。
When you look at the environment,
我们看见祭坛就没有了。
And you notice there was no more altar.
不但祭坛没有，帐篷也没有。
No altar, no tent.
他到埃及去了。
He went into Egypt.
但是到他恢复的时候。
But when he was recovered,
他又在那里在祭坛求告主。
Then he went to the altar, and there he called upon the Lord.
他又住在帐篷的里面。
Then he lived in a tent.
到了十八章的时候
and comes to 18,
创世纪十八章
Genesis 18,
我们看见道主向他显现的时候
when the Lord appeared to him,
他一看见三个人来他马上就认识说主在哪里
when he saw three men coming he recognized the Lord immediately
他就说你既然到了我这里来请你留下
and since you are here in thy servant's place please remain for a while
他要宽待我们的主
and he wants toWelcome the Lord.
我们的主也接受他的宽待。
And the Lord accepted his hospitality.
你不要以为说，你要宽待主，主一定接受的。
Do not think that every time you want to welcome the Lord, he always would welcome, willing to come.
路德，他要宽待主，主不大愿意接受。
Lot was willing to entertain the Lord, but the Lord was not willing to accept.
但是主很喜欢亚伯拉罕宽待他。
But the Lord delights, so delights that Abraham was going to entertain him.
当他们在那里享受亚伯拉罕预备的时候
So when they were enjoy what Abraham was prepared.
亚伯拉罕站在那里
Abraham stood there.
伺候他们
Served them.
等他吃完了之后
After they finished eating,
我们看见要走了
They are ready to go.
亚伯拉罕还要送他一程
Abraham accompanied them and journeyed with him for a distance.
所以圣经说神以亚伯拉罕做他的朋友。
And so the scriptures say Abraham was God's friend.
那么送一程呢？那个时候。
So at that time,
神说，我心里要做的事，我不能不告诉亚伯。
God said, "What I'm about to do, how can I hide it from Abraham?"
因为他会教训他的后裔。
Because he will teach his descendants.
那当他把他的心意告诉亚伯拉罕的时候
，And so when God unveiled his heart to Abraham,
亚伯拉罕懂得神的心。
God Abraham knew what was God's heart.
立刻负起代祷的事。
Then he took up the intercessory prayer.
为着所多玛祷告。
Pray for Sodom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是交通。
That is fellowship.
我们看见亚伯拉罕与神之间有交通。
We see that between Abraham and God there was sweet communion.
因着这样交通的缘故
，because there's such communion.
我们看见他能把以撒献上。
Therefore, he was able to offer up Isaac.
在以撒的身上，神所有的应许。都得以应验
Because all God's promises are all fulfilled in Isaac.
万国都因着他那一个子孙而得
Because all the nations are to be blessed by that seed.
感谢神
Thank God.
我们再看大卫
Look at David.
大卫他一生也是与神有甜美的交通
David also lived a life of communion with God.
圣经说他是一个合乎神心意的人
Bible tells us that he was a man who is God's after his own heart
他凡事遵行神的旨意
who will do all his will
他怎么能凡事遵行神的旨意呢
how can he do all God's will
因为他凡事求问神
because he will inquire before God in all things
我们看见他总是要求问神
he always inquire of God
到哪里去也要求问。
Wherever he goes, he will ask God, he will inquire of God.
要不要打仗也要求问求问。
Should I go in battle? He will inquire.
他不是受环境的支配。
He was not controlled by the environment.
他是受神的支配。
But he was controlled by God.
他与神有亲密的。
He was in sweet, intimate communion with God.
所以在诗篇五十五篇。
So in Psalm 55,
告诉我们说。
Tells us.
他完。晚上早晨响应他都求告。
In the evening, in the morning, and noon, he always inquire of the Lord.
诗篇一百十九篇一百六十四节。
And Psalm 119:164.
他在一次七次一天七次要赞美神。
Seven times a day, I praise, he praise the Lord.
他与神之间有亲密的交通。
He had intimacy between God, between God.
最能代表的就是诗篇二十七篇了。
The most can representing David is Psalm 27.
他说有一件事我曾求耶和华。
There's one thing I have asked from the Lord.
他在那里求这件事。
He was only seeking for one thing.
Ask for one thing.
He was asking for one thing.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，我们有没有求这一件事。
Because, well, I wonder, do we ask for this one thing?
我想我们在祷告里面求许多的事。
I'm afraid when we pray, we ask many things.
但是可能把这件事漏掉了。
But we neglected this very important one thing.
但是大卫他就是求这一件事。
But David asked for this one thing.
他说我仍要寻求。
He said, this one thing I have asked of the Lord, that I shall seek.
他不但是求啊，他还要寻。
He not only asked, but he seek.
他不光是求求就完了。
He not only ask.
他一面求，一面他我仍要寻求。
On one side he asked, he also seek.
正像马太第七章说，你求就得着，寻就寻见，叩门就得着开。
Just like Matthew, you seek, you should find; you knock, it should be open; you ask, it should be given to you.
很多时候我们求一求就忘记了。
Oftentimes when we ask, we forget about it.
这样我们就得不着答应。
Then we never have the answer.
你不但是求，你还要寻找。
But after we ask, we need to seek.
他求什么？他寻找什么？
What was he seeking? What was he asking for?
一件事。
One thing.
有一件事比任何的事情更宝贝。
Because this one thing is far more important than all the other things.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
他为什么要住在耶和华的殿里呢？
Why does he want to dwell in the house of the Lord?
乃是为着要瞻仰他的荣耀。
Because he desires to behold the beauty of the Lord.
你要瞻仰一个人的脸。
If you want to behold someone's face,
你必定要与他很近很近。
You have to be very close to that person.
你不能在台北要瞻仰在香港一个人的脸。
You cannot be far away in another place and look at another person's face.
你必定要与他在一起。
You need to be together.
你在一起，你才能瞻仰他的脸。
It's because you're together you can behold that person's face.
你如果爱这个人的话
，If you love this person,
那你就一直在那里瞻仰。
You'll be there beholding that person's face.
不需要话。
You don't need to say anything.
那个交通。没有话的交通是最甜美的。
The wordless, speechless fellowship is the sweetest.
因着瞻仰他的容颜。
Because he was beholding the beauty of the Lord.
然后就产生了在他殿里头求问。
And then he can inquire in his house.
他在灵的深处就听见一个声音。
Because in the depth of his spirit, he hears a voice.
你要寻求我的面。
You are seeking my face.
我的心就反应说。
My heart says.
你的面是我所寻求的。
Your face, yes, Lord, I seek.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Foreign sisters.
这是我们基督徒在地上一个最大的祝福。
This is the greatest blessing for a believer.
很多的时候
Oftentimes,
我在主面前有一个祷告
I had a prayer before the Lord
主啊我要见你的面
Lord I want to see your face
如果不能见你的笑脸
If I cannot behold your smiling face,
让我见你的怒脸。
May I behold your angry face?
因为你的怒脸总比不见你更好。
Because see your angry face is better than seeing not your face.
如果有一天我们不能看见主的面，
If I cannot see your face,
表明我们的心已经离开了。
That means my heart's already far away from you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。巴不得我们天天看见他的面。
May we be those who are beholding his face daily.
当然能看见他的笑脸是最好的。
Of course, when we can see his smiling face is most wonderful.
如果不能的话，就是他的怒脸也是宝贵的。
Even though we cannot behold his smiling face, even his face of anger is still precious to us.
因为他的怒脸能叫我悔改。
Because his angry face can cause me to repent and to recover.
Oh, 没有比见他的面更宝贵。
There's nothing compared with beholding the Lord's face.
巴不得我们能等候在他的面前。
May we be those who are willing to wait before him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是我们基督徒在地上一个最大的福分。
This is our greatest blessing while we are here still on this earth.
没有一个福分比这个更大。
There is not a blessing greater than this blessing.
就是我们一生一世能住在耶和华的殿。
It is that we can dwell in the house of the Lord all our days.
瞻仰他的荣耀。
Beholding his beauty.
在他的殿里求问。
And inquire in his house.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
要与神交通。
To commune with God
是有条件的。
There are conditions.
义和不义不能相交。
There's no communion with righteousness and unrighteousness.
光明与黑暗不能相同。
There's no fellowship between light and darkness.
不错，神要我们与他。
Yes, God wants us to commune with Him.
但是要真正有交通，必须相同。
But to really fellowship, there must be something in common.
交通就是相同。
Fellowship means alike, a partnership or something shared in common.
如果不同的话，不能交通。
If there's nothing in common, there's no fellowship.
我们要与神交通，我们必须要与他。
If we want to fellowship with God, we must have something in common with Him.
所以在约翰一书的里面。
So in 1 John,
我们看见，我们如果要与神相交的话。
If we are to fellowship with God,
约翰一书第一章第七节。
1 John 1:7,
我们若行在光中。
If we walk in the light,
如同神住在光中,
as he himself is in the light,
就彼此相交,
we have fellowship one with another.
儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一起的罪,
and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
我们的神是光,
our God is light.
不但神的话是我们脚前的灯, 是我们路上的光,
the true God's word is the light unto our feet.
神自己就是光。
But he himself is light.
这是神的性情。
Because that's his nature, his character.
神是光。
God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
也没有转动的影儿。
There is no shadow, turning your shadow.
他是住在光中的神。
He lives in the light.
我们要与他相交。
If we are to fellowship with him,
我们必须要行在光中。
We need to walk in the light.
行在神的光里头。
We need to walk in his light.
行在神生命的光里头。
We are to walk in the light of his, in the light of his life.
感谢赞美神。
Thank God.
我们里面有神的生命。
We have life within us. God's life within us.
这个生命在我们里面就发出光来。
This light within us is our light.
就发出光来。
It shines light.
它就照在神的话语的上
面。And that light shines upon God's word.
当我们里面生命的光照在外面圣经的光里。
So when the light within shines upon God's word,
这个圣经的光啊，就变成了活的光。
Then the light in God's word becomes a living light.
换一句话说， 这一个 Logos 就变成 Rhema，
the Logos becomes Rhema，
这一个神的真理、啊、就变成一个活的话了。
The truth as written in the Bible becomes a living word to us.
这个活的话在我们里面就发生作用。
And this living word in us, there's an effect in our life.
叫我们看见我们过去所看不见的黑暗。
And cause us to see the darkness that we failed to see in the past.
这样我们悔改。
We repent.
我们承认。
We confess.
神儿子耶稣的血也洗净。我们一起的罪。
And then the blood of his son will cleanse us from all sin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
这样我们与神的交通就没有间断。
Therefore, that fellowship, that communion cannot, will not be interrupted.
不错，我们神的光啊，是一个绝对的光。
The light of God is an absolute light.
在我们里面，神的生命啊，就是我们的经历来说，它是很有质的。
But,the light that shines into our heart, the light that's within is still very young, very immature.
与神是光来比的话，那个光这个程度呢相差太远了。
The light that's in God and the light that shines in our heart are incomparable.
如果神的光是一不之光，我们里面只有一之光。
If the God's light is 100 candle, light.In us only maybe just one.
但是虽然有一不至于一支笔，但是是同样的光。
But even though it's 100 light, in light power and one light, but it's the same kind of light, same nature.
所以能交通。
So there's fellowship.
因着交通叫我们黑暗出去。
So when there's fellowship, then we are delivered from darkness.
主耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
And then the blood of the Lord just cleanses from all sin.
这样我们里面的生命就长一点。
Then that way our life within grows a little bit.
变了两支光了。
Become two candlelight.
三支光了。
Three candlelight.
这样我们的生命就一直在光里头长。
Then our light grow in the light.
我们的交通就越过越亲近。
And then our fellowship become real, more closer, more intimate.
越过越纯洁了。
越来越 pure.
Very good.
Become more pure.
不单是光，
Not only light.
约翰一书告诉我们说，神是公义的。
Also tells God is righteous.
第二章二十九节。
1 John
2:29. 神是公义的。
God is righteous.
所以凡行义的，都是。神所喜悦。
So all those who practice righteousness, they are born of God.
不但我们信主的时候，我们被称义了。
Not only when we believe, we were justified.
我们今天每天的生活中，我们应当彰显主的性格，就是公义。
So every day we need to express His light in us, and that expression of His light is in righteousness.
如果我们行走在公义的道路上
，If we walk in the righteousness.
我们与神的交通就没有断绝。
Then the fellowship will not be interrupted.
我们不在黑暗里头。
We will not be in darkness.
并且圣经也告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
第四章十六节。
And chapter 10, verse 16.
告诉我们说神是爱。
God is love.
所以我们要与爱的神交通，我们必须要爱。
So if we want to fellowship with the God who loves, we must love as well.
如果我们恨我们的弟兄，我们怎么能与神交通？
If we hate our brothers, how can we fellowship with the God who is love?
我们还在黑暗的里面。
We are still in darkness.
所以，亲爱的弟兄，
so far and sisters,
交通是有条件的。
So there are conditions to this communion.
不错，神要我们与他交通。
Yes, He wants us to fellowship with Him.
但是交通还是有条件。
But there are conditions.
我们要行在光中。
We need to walk in the light.
我们要行义。
We need to practice righteousness.
我们要爱。
We need to love.
这样与神的交通就没有间隔。
And then, if we do that, then our fellowship with Him will not be interrupted.
交通的方式很多。
There are many ways we can fellowship.
我们知道。不在乎外面的方式。
It's not something external.
交通是灵里头的。
Communion fellowship is within the spirit.
但是我们外面也有许多的方式。
But there are many manifestations, many ways.
我们敬拜是一种交通的方式。
Our worship is a way of communion.
我们来到神的面前。
We come into His presence.
安静在他。
We quiet our hearts.
聚起我们的心 来赞扬他。
We lift our heart to praise him, to behold him.
因着这样的赞扬。
Because we beholding him.
看见了他的荣美。
We look at his beauty.
我们里面发出感谢和赞美的声音。
And praise and thanksgiving flows out from our heart.
这是交通。
That is communion.
罗马十二章告诉我们
Romans 12 tells us
将身体献上当作活祭
We need to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice
这是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
This is what God delights
你们如此敬拜或者如此受灵的侍奉是理所当然
It is our spiritual service It's our spiritual worship
所以弟兄姊妹如果我们把我们自己献上
If weoffer ourselves
我们每天的生活
our everyday of our life
就是一个敬拜
it is a life of worship
敬拜不是光在礼拜天来敬拜
worship is not confined to the Lord's day
有个弟兄说我们中国人很好
one brother said our Chinese has a very unique way
礼拜天要礼拜
on the Lord's day we worship
礼拜一也要礼拜、
yeah.Worship Monday is also worship.
礼拜二也是礼拜。
Every day is worship.
礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五、礼拜六都是礼拜。
We all worship every day.
所以我们天天礼拜。
So we worship every day.
因为按照圣经来说，我们这一生就是一个礼拜。
Because according to the scripture, our whole life is a life of worship.
我们一生就是一个敬拜。
Our whole life is a life to worship God.
交通是一个敬拜。
Communion is worship.
敬拜就是交通。
Worship is communion.
祷告当然。
Of course, prayer.
我们许多是因为祷告，祷告是求啊。
Oftentimes we think prayer is simply asking.
但是弟兄姊妹，祷告是交通。
Brothers, really, prayer is communion with God.
你如果不交通，你怎么能求呢？
If you do not commune with Him first, how can you ask?
你不知道你要求什么东西。
You will not know what to ask.
就是你求也枉求啊。
And if you ask, it will be asked amiss.
你如果真要求的话，你必须要需要交通交通。
But before you ask, you must learn to commune with him.
你要知道他的心意。
Because you need to know what's in his heart.
所以祷告也是交通。
So therefore, prayer is communion.
你倾吐你的心意。
You pour out your heart before him.
在神的面前。
Before him, pour out your heart.
这是与神交通。
That is communion with God.
读神的话也是交通。
Reading God's word is also communion.
读神的话不光是为说知道而已。
It's not just for knowledge.
我们默想主的话。
But we meditate on His word.
让主对我们说话。
Allow Him to speak to us.
这是交通的。
That is communion.
所以交通的方式很多。
So there are many ways we can commune with God.
有声无声。
Sometimes there are.Speechless, sometimes we use words.
有的时候无声比有声更好。
Sometimes we don't. Sometimes when we have no words, that fellowship is even more sweeter than using words.
这都是交通。
But they are all communion.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
没有一件事比我们与主交通更重要。
There is nothing more important than our communion with God Himself.
这是我们。生命的线
This is our lifeline
你知道在近代的战争中如果你能混乱对方的那个交通线的话你就得胜了
Because in warfare once you can interrupt that line of communication the war is already won
今天在属灵的征战上也是一样
And so with spiritual warfare
仇敌他专门要来摧毁、来搅乱我们与主这个生命的线，这是我们的教导。
The one aim of our adversary is to cut off our communication with the Lord Himself.
如果他能做到这一个，你已经失败。
If he can succeed in doing that, then we fail.
如果你能维持这一个，仇敌失败。
But we can maintain that fellowship, that communication.Our adversary failed.
没有比这个更重要。
There is nothing more important than this.
原谅我说一点我自己 年幼的时候的事情。
Let me share a little bit about younger days.
我是为着年轻的弟兄。
It's for the young brothers and sisters.
当我信主不久的时候。
Shortly after I was saved.
刚信主的时候，有一班弟兄姊妹在一起。
At that time, a group of brothers and sisters gathered together.
我们心里火热。
We are on fire for the Lord.
我们到乡下去布道。
We went to the villages to preach the gospel.
但是过了不久。
Shortly after that,
神把我放在另外一个环境。
And God took our brother and put him in a different surrounding.
我好像进了一个冷房一样。
As though he was putting in a cool
icebox. 没有教养。
No fellowship.
没有弟兄姊妹。
No brothers and sisters.
没有人可以教导。
There's no one I can fellowship with.
我一个人。
I was all by myself.
在学校里面。
At the university.
住在宿舍里头。
I live in a dormitory.
一个房间三个人。
Three people share one room.
我在那个时候。
At that moment.
也没有聚会。
No meeting.
我不能到哪里去。
I have nowhere to go.
没有人可以说话。
There's no one I can communicate with to talk to.
唯一。梦神的怜悯保守我的。
Only God's mercy preserved me.
我觉得说，我每一天与主的交通，这是我的生命。
I discover every day I commune with Him, that's my life.
我跪在我的房间里。
I kneel down in my room.
读主的话。
Read His word.
祷告。
Pray.
人走进走出。
People walk in and out my room.
我不在乎。
I was not noticed by all those activities.
因为我觉得如果我这个不能维持的话。
I felt if I could not maintain this life before the Lord.
我就堕落了。
Then I'm a great failure.
感谢赞美神。
But thank God.
就是那一个维持了我。
Because of that, I was preserved.
保守了我。
The Lord protected me.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
世界的环境都可以改变。
The surrounding of this world keep changing.
我们在一个爱主的环境里面。
In the atmosphere of God's love.
好像弟兄姊妹的爱托住我们往前走。
As though the love of the saints propel us to move forward.
但是有一天。
But one day.
如果环境变。
But our surrounding change.
你一个人在哪里。
And you are by yourself.
如果你与主。这个交通没有的话
But you've never cultivated your personal communion with God.
你怎么能站立的
How can you stand for Him?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
要好好的与主交通
We need to learn to commune with the Lord Himself.
其他的事都可以放下
All the other things can let go.
要
But we must persist in this life of communion with Him.
我们每天与主那一个生命的线不能断。
Every day, that lifeline must never be broken.
感谢主
Thank God.
如果这样的话
If that is the case,
仇敌已经失败。
The adversary is already defeated.
我们祷告
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的心是何等的迫切，要与我们相交。
Because you are so urgent that you desire to fellowship and to commune with us.
主啊，求你在我们的里面也创造一个同样的心。
Lord, we pray that you also create in us a passion to commune with you.
叫我们真实与你有无间的交通。
And this, we pray that there will be no interrupting as we commune with you.
主啊，你不让仇敌割断我们这个生命的线。
Lord, do not allow enemy to cut off this line of life.
奉主耶稣的名。
We ask in Lord Jesus.
Amen.